This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we talk toilet etiquette because...
Ew.
Yeah. Someone told me recently that people do things at urinals that I thought they shouldn't do. And so I asked if it's a thing.
I tell ya, I don't like those urinals.
What, tricks? Hey guys, check this out.
Wow.
You can do urinal tricks?
No, you can't.
How do you use those things, guys?
This is a triple threat podcast. I'm asking...
Can you get a moment is what you're asking, James.
That's you know what? That's exactly what I'm asking. I need to know if this is a thing. Now, let me give you a backstory.
Yes. Yep.
I was chatting to someone. We're talking bathroom etiquette. And what do you do in the men's room?
Okay, I'm out.
Ladies' room. Because I'd be intrigued to know if there's a similar sort of...
There are no urinals in a ladies' room. Have you ever been in one?
Well, I'm damned if I do, damned if I don't, James.
Now, I was chatting to a guy the other day, and he was looking forward to going to a certain pub or bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really looking forward to looking sideways.
He was looking forward to looking sideways.
Looking forward to looking sideways.
Pre-planning,
checking
out pre-planning.
Yeah.
That's...
That's great.
It's very
pre-planning, I like that.
I didn't think it was a thing.
They're things and they're people's own things.
Yep.
Keep your eyes on your own thing.
Like, look, admittedly, if it's 4 a.m. or something, I might take a swipe to look.
But it's 4 a.m.
My head doesn't move. It's a very important skill to have.
It's not an app. You're not allowed to swipe it.
But, like, during a normal hour of the day,
no,
do not. Just keep your eyes to the front. Especially, no wonder people have...
Yes.
What are they, like, stage fright?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was a big no-no. My limited understanding of men's urinals suggests that you just look straight ahead, you do your thing, and you get out.
Oh, look, in the urinals, especially if you're at a sporting event or something, generally, or at a bar watching games, I mean, there's generally a bit of banter, a bit of joking.
I've got
no problem with banter, but you keep the eye line, you never look, never below the neck. You don't, because even if you're like, oh, nice shirt, it looks like your eyes could be going lower.
Well, and then you're not saying nice underwear.
Well, you're not. You're hitting dangerous territory as soon as you deviate from the common reason why you're there.
I'm quite often will have a conversation in the bathroom.
Ah, no issues.
I can do two things at once.
But you are a multitasker.
Thank you. Is it a thing to look? And look, I think this is just a gay thing, to be honest. Like, I don't think... Guys, you know what? Guys at footy clubs probably don't do this, but I've heard some other stories.
James,
so,
people in football rooms, people just walk around butt naked. Yeah. There's show-offs.
How do you deal with things? I have
if you've got
no
it, flaunt
idea.
It.
Like, it's just so different. Mm. Like, if girls had urinals, I would not be taking a peek. I'd not be just walking around.
I'd be impressed, by the way, if you guys had urinals. Like, well done standing. Good stuff. You clap.
We're talking bathroom etiquette because I've been recently told that people are looking. I didn't know it was a thing. I just thought it was rude. But it turns out it's a thing that people are doing.
They're just having a little looky-looky.
Little cheeky peek. Now, if you're a little bit bashful, there's always an opportunity for a new product in the market when things like this arise, James.
Oh, entrepreneurial Jess.
What about little pop-up curtains? So, like when you open your flight, little pop-up curtains out the side and over the top just give you your own little private viewing room.
Okay, so like portable curtains.
Yeah, portable curtains, but they're spring-loaded. So when you undo your zipper, pop out, bang.
Okay.
Immediate side protection. I mean, you can come in all different sizes and lengths as well. So if you know.
Different materials, yeah. Different colours.
A bit of red satin would go lovely, I think.
I think that there's definitely a market that in that for women.
Oh.
A bit of privacy.
Isn't it just called a cubicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how hard is it to find a cubicle sometimes?
Oh, you're talking a pop-up cubicle.
Yeah.
Or a poop-up cubicle.
Oh, so you mean just like bringing it to to urinals.
Mm.
Following. Yeah, for shiz, maybe.
Or for whiz.
You're up there with the dad jokes today.
Getting around them.
I could not think of anything worse than going to the bathroom with someone next to me in open space.
Actually, we do have a gender-neutral toilet here that is shared by everybody at Joy. And Christina can't go in the cubicle next to me, James.
No.
She has to wait until I leave.
Mm.
Stage fright?
It's two reasons.
You don't want to hear his noises.
Stage fright, and with Jess, you just don't know what you're going to get.
Look, guys, if you have a coffee in the morning...
Oh, okay, no. Stop. Too much.
What? I'm just saying.
Too much.
Guys.
Too much.
What? Fine, have a peek and check what's going on, Christina.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.